Millions of people globally participate annually to raise awareness and act on environmental issues aiming to protect the planet's future. Today's World Environment Day theme is land restoration, stopping desertification and building drought resilience. The United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, says human environmental destruction is on the rise, causing serious effects such as climate change, ecosystem loss, and land desertification. Inga Anderson is the executive director of the UN Environment Program.
This World Environment Day, we're asking everyone to join the global movement to restore our lands, to build drought resilience, and to combat desertification. Because land degradation and desertification affect over 3 billion people. Freshwater ecosystems are also degraded, making it harder to grow crops and to raise livestock. This disproportionately affects smallholder farmers and, of course, the rural poor. But nature is resilient.
Today, floods, heat waves, droughts, and other extreme weather events are putting people's lives and the services they rely on in danger. The UN says the world must take proactive measures to reduce the impact of environmental degradation, especially for vulnerable communities.
By restoring ecosystems, we can slow the triple planetary crisis, the crisis of climate change, the crisis of nature and biodiversity loss, including desertification, and of course, the crisis of pollution and waste. We can help to reverse biodiversity loss by 2030 in line with the global biodiversity framework.
The United Nations says 75% of the world's population will face drought by 2050. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says, despite people relying on land for survival, the world is experiencing harmful pollution and climate disruption and biodiversity loss. Together, they are transforming fertile lands into deserts and thriving ecosystems into dead zones. Anderson says the UN Decade of Ecosystem Restoration backs commitments to restore 1 billion hectares of land. Already, 6 countries have pledged to restore 300,000 kilometers of rivers and 350 million hectares of wetlands.
Land restorations can be a golden thread that ties these together, action and ambition across all these three important gatherings. So we must make this work count. I thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for hosting World Environment Day 2024. On this important day, I ask everyone to join Generation Restoration. Our land is our future, and we must protect it.
Ibrahim Diao is the executive secretary of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification. He says countries should work towards restoring land and promoting resilience to drought.
At the UNCCD, the UN Convention in Charge of Land and Drought, we are championing the cause of land restoration through initiatives such as the Great Green Wall in Africa or the G20 Global Land Restoration Initiative. Through the International Drought Resilience Alliance, we promote resilience to drought. Restoring land and building drought resilience require concerted efforts and innovative solutions. It demands the integration of traditional knowledge with innovative science and technology.
According to the UN, at least 12 million hectares of land capable of producing 20 million tons of grain are lost each year, threatening global food security. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.